fights with monsters should look to it that himself does not become a monster. When you gaze long into the abyss also gazes into you. Welcome to Baldur's Gate.
Goodness.
Sweeter rolls once again. Welcome back, dear listeners. And welcome back, Ingela Lund, Dominic Kelly, Mattias Redbo, Anne Lehid, and Jakob Hultkrantz Hansson.
Thank you very much.
You guys are the best. The bestest of the best.
Let's not forget our excellent DM, Andreas Lundström.
Yes.
Yeah. I keep rolling shite though.
Not as shite as I do.
That's why we like you so much.
Yeah. That's what makes you
we
the best.
We managed to squeak through the most difficult situations when you don't suddenly exactly roll a one.
And always, you know, it's by new dice.
If there's one lesson you guys learned from the previous episode, what would that be?
Know your shit.
Don't split the party.
That's right.
But it's so much fun.
Don't go into separate tents.
Yes.
Don't take the wrong tent.
Yeah.
Also a very good thing.
And know how to pick a tent.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Don't be too petrified.
Yay. I'm never petrified.
Because you will never wake up if you are.
Let us start the adventure.
The party has reached the Nashkel Mines. Finally. After some adventures, indeed, yeah. Who wants to describe the Nashkel Mines?
I can do it.
All right.
So they're walking in this valley that ends with the grand opening of a big mountain, and there are rails where the carts with the ore to the spoil heap is transported. And it's very dark, a little bit gloomy, and as always, if you've ever been to a cave or into like, it's a little bit moist. I bet there's bats there. Not a very beautiful place, but still kind of cool. And that's where we are.
Yeah, cold and dreary. Yeah. And you're approaching the mines at dusk.
And darkness, yes, is falling. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you see not a lot of workers, maybe a handful of workers are rolling out the carts with the iron ore to see if anything is usable at all.
Well, I think it'd be a good idea to go and examine this ore that's coming out. Maybe in one of the carts.
Shall we find who's in charge? Tell them why we've come, and then perhaps we'll get permission to go wherever we like in the mines.
Sounds fine by me.
Could be a good idea, but do we know if this person is somebody we can trust?
Maybe it's somebody who wants to fight again.
Well, but on the other hand, if we just go in there as trespassers, then surely we'll get into more trouble.
I had enough of it, so...
Would it not be better to... I'm looking around. Do I see anybody who looks like they're in charge?
Yes, it's quite obvious that out of these 8 people you see now as you approach closer, out of these 8 people, one seems to be leading the work. And as you come closer, even closer, you see that this person, this woman, she has finer clothes than the other ones. The other ones are basically wearing rags in grays and browns. and she has some color to her clothes, and blonde hair, blue eyes, and her clothes aren't that, they aren't torn, and they are clean-ish.
Well, I walk up to her and bow. Excuse me, we have come here. We are on a mission to help to find out what has been going wrong with the iron ore and the quality. We come with the blessing of the mayor of Nashka.
Oh, really? Is that a fact? A band of adventurers?
Indeed.
Sent by the mayor.
Yes, we were there yesterday and she gave us this mission. Are you in charge?
I'm in charge. But it's hard enough for us to get out any ore as it is, so I'll give you one day to investigate the mines. I don't want any further disruption to the mining here.
I guarantee we will not get in anybody's way.
Good. You better not.
Thank you so much.
And if you are here to help, and if you manage to help, you have my full gratitude. But you're not the first ones to come here.
Oh, who has been here before?
3 or 4 bands of adventurers again. Well, none have come out.
Oh. Well, we're lucky. A lucky band of people. I'm sure we're gonna...
You say that nobody has come of these adventurers have come out of the mine before.
None.
That sounds dangerous.
Excuse me, but have you ever found any sign of them down there?
I don't go down into the mines. It's up to the miners. You better talk to some of the miners inside instead.
I bow and raise an eyebrow to my companions and gesture towards the entrance to the mine.
Jihira goes up to one of the workers and she grabs him by the shoulder and she goes, You work in the mine?
Yeah, what?
You work in the mine?
Yeah.
Any of these other people have come down, the adventurers, what has happened to them?
I don't know. They went down and I don't know.
How long did they stay?
They went down, so...
You have seen no trace of them when you've been down there?
Oh, no, I only mine in the first level. I only mine the first level and they've gone down further down to the lower levels.
Do you have any colleagues who are down on the lower levels?
Yeah, you could talk to Ruffy.
Yes, where's Ruffy?
Ruffy is on the second level.
Okay, let me talk to Ruffy.
Yes, talk to Ruffy.
And Jihira goes, he's over there, that guy.
No, he's down on the second level.
Oh, he's down on the second level. Okay.
Yes, this is the first level that you enter. But you enter through the entrance, and then you're in the first level, and then
Jihira.
You go down into the second level, and
Jihira,
then you go
here,
down onto the third level.
I got you.
And then you go down onto the fourth
level. Thank you for your assistance.
Let him mind his own business.
Oh.
Sorry. So sorry. I'll see myself out. I'm here every night.
Imran, this is no time to make jokes, okay?
No, just in a good mood.
Even though I have to say that it was quite a good one.
Thank you.
We only have one day. Shall we go in straight away?
Yes. Well, I have to say, you know, Boo is getting sleepy. It is almost nighttime. Maybe if we rest and then we can come back and tomorrow morning and we can, yes, do it tomorrow.
I think that's a very good idea.
I think much clearer.
Also, I have wounds and need to heal. So.
Oh yes, Khalid is always tired and he needs his beauty sleep. Okay, she walks over to the foreman.
Yeah.
You!
Blunt.
We are tired. We've been traveling all day and we want to continue our investigation tomorrow. Can we sleep in barrack?
Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah.
Okay, guys, we can sleep in barrack.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, whatever.
So, yes, I can lead the way. Or Boo can lead the way, or we just go there, I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't matter who leads the way. I'll lead the way. Come on, guys, come on, Boo.
You go to the barracks and
it's over there.
You go.
Yes.
You go to the barracks and you sleep the night. You may yes. click long oh, rest finally. On D&D Beyond. And everything will magically reset itself. Spell slots, hit points, key points. No, we don't have any monks here.
Oh, look at that. How lovely. It's a lovely. Clean slate.
Yeah.
And I got spells and everything. Yay!
During the night. Oh, sorry. No.
Does no this ogres. Also take away slots?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
That should be...
Yes, I'm sure. Good.
Magically restored. Alrighty then.
Right.
You sleep the night to have a long rest and you wake up in the morning, but it matters not because in the mines... It is ever dark.
Not that it matters to me, because no. I've got dark vision.
As do I.
Wow. And howdy.
Oh.
And hey. Boom.
But not the two humies in the group.
Oh, I say.
We, I say we lead the way. Into.
Does anyone have a torch?
I'm trying to look at my D&D Beyond sheet. Okay. And I
have make a fire tools.
I've got a candle. I have a candle as part of my religious equipment, along with a block of incense. It's probably not going to be very useful, the incense.
Okay, I'll borrow one from a worker.
One gold piece.
What?
What?
No. Steal it.
Ages exchange
But
rate.
They must see, I mean, all the work.
Yeah, okay, I'm just kidding. Just I'm pulling your leg. I'm only pulling your leg.
Let's just go down the freaking mine.
Yes, Gord has told you to go down to the second level and talk to Ruffy.
Yes.
I will not, as they do in the game, make you go through all the caves and tunnels. No, the first
no
level.
Literal crawling.
Oh.
Because the first level is quite safe.
So we go straight to level 2. But
can we get sort of a picture of what it's like,
yes,
even though we're just
course.
Passing through?
Here, the passageways, the tunnels, are more evenly chiseled out.
Mm.
And there are torches evenly placed.
Yeah.
I'd say like 30 feet apart or something. So there's... Even though it's dark, it's never really, really dark. But lots of shadows that are dancing on the wall, which even though you feel quite safe up here with a lot of miners around, you still get this eerie feeling from the dancing shadows on the walls of the tunnels. And you can ask your way to the closest route to the stairs down to the second level.
Okay, I'll just snag a few torches if there are any lying around, which there should be, I guess, in a mine.
I mean, you could just take some.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, the miners are tired. They're seeing you guys with flashy swords and stuff like that. Yeah. They're not going to challenge you for it.
So.
Good. Yeah. And yes. M1.
Free torches.
Yep, free torches. M1 also grabs a couple of torches.
Could you keep those torches away from me? But they're
why?
Disturbing
you're
my
you're
they're disturbing my night vision.
Yes, I think that goes for me and Khalid
ooh,
as well.
The fire is so
you could
dangerous.
Maybe just
ooh.
Stay to the back.
Okay.
Oh, could you see that there are rats in here?
Aww.
Scurrying around.
Do you have anything
they're
against the rodents, by any chance?
No, not small ones like yours, but these.
I don't think Boo is very small.
Well,
as a matter of fact, Boo is
everything's relative.
Do you know, Boo is a giant miniature space hamster. But do not tell anyone. It's a secret.
I promise, Minsk, I'll keep that nugget of information to myself.
Yes.
Well, we just overheard what you said, so I don't think it's a secret.
Yeah, they're talking about sizes, so...
Are we going to go on with the mission, or are we going to talk?
Go on with the mission.
Adventurer!
You go down to the second level, and right away you notice a few changes. There are much fewer torches down here. It's much darker. And you only see a handful of miners. Up on the first level, there was I wouldn't say a constant buzz or a crowd by any means, but still a lot of miners going back and forth. Down here, you only see four miners around as you come down to the second level, where it's darker and the passageways are more rough.
Are they... can we stand up straight, or do we have to...
You can stand up straight, okay.
That's very luxurious.
But for Minsk, it's it's a close shave to hitting the head on the on the ceiling.
His head is shaven as well, so
It's
a... unforgiving state of affairs.
So you go down here and you see four miners. They are cautiously going into to level two. They are bringing backpacks, empty backpacks, and picks with them.
Excuse me. May we follow you into this level of the mine?
What?
We are here to help. We are here to help with the iron ore problem.
Can you protect me?
We can certainly do our best. We are well armed.
Yeah.
Why? Are you frightened?
I'm dead frightened. I am.
What is it you're frightened of?
I'm frightened of the demons.
The demons.
There are demons down there.
Really?
The demons.
Have you seen them?
I haven't seen them, but. Other ones have. They're huge, and I don't want to meet them.
Is there anybody down here who has seen them?
I don't know. Maybe Belden.
Who's Belden?
Maybe Belden. He sometimes goes down to the third level.
Is he here?
He's not here now. No.
Can you get him?
I'm not going down to level 3-4 for any money, ever.
Well, we're going.
You are?
Can you show us where we have to go? To go down to the next level?
I'm not going close to the stairs.
Just show us the way.
There are demons down there.
Could you point the way?
Well, if you follow the right-hand path, and then turn left, and then turn right, you should be able to reach it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
It's very dangerous.
We'll say hi from you to the demons.
Best of luck to you. It's... Don't think you'll see the light of day again.
We are not afraid. Left, right, you say?
And then right.
Let's go.
We might be a little afraid, but goodbye and thank you.
Yes. I don't think there's a demon more huge than Minsk, so I will stride boldly on.
Sounds good.
Do you light a torch? Because the torches end now, just 30, 40 feet after you take the first right-hand path.
Well, we have dark vision, three of us, so
and
we can lead the way, right?
If you think so, yes.
And you go behind with the, and you can take watch at the back.
Question: it's pretty chilly there, I guess.
So,
the temperature doesn't go once you get to a certain depth. Actually, it stays constant.
Before, yes. Okay, good.
Dominic stated this fact before in Forbidden Lands.
Yeah.
It is true.
But it's very awfully damp here. My boots are already soggy.
You can hear the sound of dripping water and echoing. Every step you take is echoing.
Well, let's move on.
Yes, Khalid.
I want a marching order, and I want to know who's carrying a torch and who's not.
I think the three of us go first. Mian?
Yes, and who's going at the front?
I can go at the front.
Okay.
Emoen is carrying the torch.
Maybe I should go.
Why?
Because I have the equipment for it.
I have equipment too. Why should you go before me? Khalid, my dear.
Yes, my dear. But I don't want you to be hit by an arrow or something with that... You don't have anything on almost, I think.
I am fully clothed. I can tell you.
But I need protection.
I think Khalid is right. Actually, he is a fighter.
Well, if there are demons, I'm sure they don't use arrows. Maybe...
That's what I was thinking.
Balls of fire or something like that.
Or spit or something.
Okay, Khalid. For this time, you can go before me. But yes. Be careful.
Thank you. And maybe Minsk should go ahead of me.
But then I will blind you with my torches. You forgot?
We did say that Ruadan, me and Khalid go first, no?
Yes. So, I will follow you, Jahira.
I'm strolling away.
Okay, so Khalid, Jahira, Ruadan, yes. Minsk, and Imuel.
Yes.
Maybe Minsk bring up the rear. What do you say, Imuel?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. We have a marching order.
Yes.
So you are following these paths as you were directed. Mm-hmm. After the last turn to the right, you walk on for 40 feet. And then you see some narrow stone stairs leading downwards into even thicker darkness.
Okay, so let's go down these stairs. It seems to be steady. It's stone for as far as I can see.
Can you see how far it goes?
Well, I can't see. I mean, it's turning. It's turning downwards. It's turning downwards. So I'm walking here.
Okay, I'm right behind you.
I can feel that, dear.
And Imoen lights a new torch. She has flint and fire, so she does that just to be safe.
Okay, so you are carrying a torch and Minsk also, or
yes,
do you...
Yes.
Both of us.
How will you wield your greatsword if you're holding a torch?
I will tie it to the greatsword and fight with it, of course.
Need
be.
And also, we're in a dungeon and we're looking for, I guess, a demon.
Sure. You have any other questions?
What more do you need to know?
He said with a menacing stare at the DM. All right, then. You go down.
Yes, carefully. I'm going carefully
slowly.
Down the stairs. Slowly and carefully.
Yes, he does it.
Can you feel that smell? That what? Is evil. Yes, boo. Cover your nose. They're no stinking evil. We will leave no crevice untouched.
Can you keep your voice down? We don't want to wake the demons.
Aye, of course. Yes, I will speak like this.
Good.
As you descend the stairs, they open up into a larger cave. You see that as the torchlight comes down and your dark vision allows you to see further in the dark. And it's a completely bare, open cave about 40 feet in diameter. 15 meters, approximately. Mm-hmm. All the Swedes were like, uh-huh.
Yeah, counting in their hands, furiously.
That's just how we...
That's your other default look.
Yeah.
we just
I don't know. We just look like that.
But as the whole party descends and gather at the bottom of the stairs, you hear some sounds. You hear the sound of running feet.
Towards us.
Towards you. From the front. Ooh. First.
Somebody's coming.
First, it's just one pair of feet. Running fast. And then behind it, you hear a lot of running feet.
Can we see anything?
Not yet.
All right, we're spread out in the cave. We're in the open now, so we don't have to like go in single file.
You
right?
may place yourself in the cave in whichever way you want to.
Okay, good. Then I'll move more to the front and I'll draw my sword. And I...
Boo, hold the torch. Okay, maybe not.
Are there any other exits or entrances?
There are three passageways continuing on inwards.
Three passageways.
One to the left, one to the right, and one in the middle.
And from which is the
hard to tell.
Coming.
Hard okay. to tell.
So,
someone can make a perception roll if you want to.
Yes. Sure.
Someone, or two can roll, or one can roll with advantage. Everyone is just grabbing their dice.
Well, I got plus six for perception here.
Yeah,
is that good?
Sounds like you should.
That's it. You should go.
That would be 26.
I was just going to say you can roll with advantage, but it doesn't seem like you need to.
Need it.
It's coming from the left hand.
Okay.
Passageway.
I feel the sound is coming from the left hand passage.
Okay.
Let's be prepared.
Should we arrange ourselves?
Go into the middle one. Maybe we
go to the right one.
What? No, don't split up.
We surely want to stay together.
I tell you,
they're coming from the left-hand passage.
We have to be ready for them.
Yes.
Just grab your weapons and be ready, okay?
Okay, I'm grabbing all that I have.
Are you standing in the line, or are you standing in front and in the back?
We're standing like a shield, next to each other.
Okay.
Right?
Slightly curved, I reckon.
Like a horseshoe.
Yes, horseshoe formation.
To guard our flanks.
Right.
Having the bow ready.
Two daggers.
Is there any way to
I have the dagger and the mace.
Okay.
Are there any, can you put the torch somewhere to light up
the room? You could just throw them on the ground before you. Like.
Okay.
So you just
and we still don't see them.
No. Okay. I've altered the passage of time slightly to let you arrange yourself.
This is hero time. You know,
yes,
everything
exactly.
goes a little bit.
This is Max Payne action.
It needs to look good.
Can I change my weapon to the javelin if I want to throw? No?
I mean, you can change weapon mid-combat, but that's a bonus action.
Okay, good to know.
So, I call out. Who comes there?
Help me! Help me! And you start to hear a shouting voice, a human shouting voice, and behind it you hear...
Is it a horse?
He's a demon.
We have to.
It's a horse demon.
I'm not a voice actor as you, Anneli, and maybe I'm not skilled with my.
Some of these are demons.
We need to help that person.
We must.
Yes.
They're coming towards us.
Out from the west, from the left passageway, runs a miner running out, and just as he runs out, you hear tuk, 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 four arrows. Into his back, like, doo, 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 doo. One of which is a fire arrow.
Into the person's back who's saying help.
Yes.
Okay.
And he falls down, of course, onto his face, and he dies there.
We couldn't
in
help
the cave.
Him.
I guess we
blasted.
They are coming here. We better be ready.
We're ready.
We're standing ready with our weapons.
But wait, if they have bows, maybe. Charge!
Minsk runs forward into the opening. Is it dark? Is it completely dark?
You threw the torch towards the opening, but
okay,
so you have some vision. You have some vision.
Okay, he's not that stupid. Okay, he doesn't do that.
Would have been very cool,
that's stupid.
Would have been so cool.
But I want you to roll for initiative.
All right.
All of us.
Yeah. Oh no.
14?
Same for me.
19
for Kelly?
18.
6.
6. What's your dex? Or initiative of a bonus 2. So it's a draw then. I'm gonna go ahead of you if that's okay. So we have Khalid. Ruadan, Imoen, Minsk, Imoen, the monsters, and then Jahira.
I suppose so, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Khalid, you first.
Yes, I hear them over there, and they are coming upwards. It's a slight hill, is it? Because they are coming down.
It's a bend.
And I'm there with my bow and my arrow ready, and I will shoot the first one who comes around that corner.
Okay, so you want to hold an action to shoot?
Yes.
Okay, great. Ruadan.
I have a sudden thought. There's a spell that I haven't yet used.
Mm-hmm.
Bless.
Cool.
I can give an advantage to any three of the other group.
Oh, that's great.
And this would will be last the perfect. For up to 1 minute, which is a long time in a fight, is it not?
It is. Wow. It is 10 rounds.
Ten rounds, and whenever a target makes an attack roll, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to the attack to their attack. So I'm using that now.
Okay.
Before they appear.
And who do you cast it on?
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
Everyone is trying to flirt with Dominic.
Hello, friend.
Oh, we should have a camera in here. Everyone's eyes were lighting up. Just
you like candy? Yeah. You like ice cream?
Okay. The thing is, Minsk is so strong.
Yeah.
So. That I'm going to bless Imoen, Khalid, and Jahira.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good choice.
Honestly,
it's a good choice.
You took it well there.
I was actually going to suggest that, but I didn't want to rob you of the moment. So.
The moment.
Oh, yeah, sure you were. Yeah, sure you were.
It's very grand of you.
Good. That's your action.
We're so happy you're with us.
That was.
Yeah. That's what clerics are for, support. They're supporting characters.
Very cool.
The supporting cast. Yeah.
Your supporting cast.
Good.
The extras with the useful spells.
Yeah. So Ruadan speaks some holy words of Ogma and blesses some of her companions. And Imwen, feeling blessed suddenly. Mm-hmm.
Holding the action, I guess.
Which action?
Throwing daggers.
Okay, throwing a dagger.
I want to throw two daggers.
Yeah. Oh, you have two weapon fighting. Yeah, of course. You can throw. But how many daggers do you have?
A bunch of them.
What does it say on D&D Beyond or your character sheet? How many daggers do you have?
Let's
you want to throw them both
out.
Away?
Let's find out. Okay, she has a couple of spare extra.
You did not, when leaving Candlekeep, specify I bring multiple daggers. I've allowed you to bring two, and that's a stretch.
Okay.
So how many do you want to throw?
I'm throwing one dagger, because I only have two.
Okay. So that's you're holding the action to throw a dagger.
Yep.
Okay. Minsk.
Yeah, I mean, I can't throw my great sword, can I? So
you can always try.
I don't wanna, because I wanna hit stuff with it. So I'll stand. Yeah, can I hold my action?
What action?
How about this then? I'll stand to the side of the opening, with my sword raised, ready to smite some evil. And when the first demon comes out, I'll just whack them on the head.
First demon that comes out of the passageway into the cave.
Is that good enough?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Whack them on the demon head.
That's good enough.
How far away are you now?
Oh, wait. Does that mean that the first demon will get like one arrow, one dagger, one great sword?
Yeah, that's a welcome
party. Okay, I'll go for the second one.
The second one who runs through the passageway.
That enters the cave.
Enters the cave. Now it is the demons. Mm-hmm. But in fact, they aren't really demons, these monsters. They're only kobolds.
Yeah. Kobolds.
Kobolds. I have a picture here.
This is a very
D&D Beyond.
Classic D&D monster, isn't
it's a very classic D&D monster.
With the sort of reddish with the tail and
devilish.
This can someone describe them, because I can't see the picture, please.
Lizard devils.
Yeah, you have the
on two legs.
They have a tail, a big lizard tail. They have like a dragon head. They are equipped with daggers and some form of stone thrower.
But these ones actually have short bows.
Short
bows. They have short bows, and they have claws on their back feet, big back feet, and they are kind of look athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Big muscles.
It's a funny illustration next to a monster that had -2 in strength, but it's quite dexterous, at least. They round the bend. And just as they round the bend, an arrow and a dagger are released.
Mm-hmm.
So you may make your attack rolls.
And don't forget your extra d4.
Okay.
16. 16 and 12?
Yeah.
They both hit. What's the damage for that?
It's 11.
11 for the bow, and for the dagger, it's 8, right? Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just going to roll to see if you hit the same one. Or if you, because two or three are around in the corner at the same time. So there is a possibility that you are, yes, you're hitting one kobold each.
Ooh.
Bringing them down just like that. So well, two kobolds run the bend and just an arrow and a dagger.
Satisfying.
Yes.
Fantastic work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Unfortunately, there are six more.
Oh.
Yes.
Of course.
And they all have bows. Mm. So you will get an arrow each.
But I was hiding.
Where?
But they haven't entered the cave.
But he's like,
I said I was standing by the side.
Yes, and I specifically asked several times, enter the cave out of the passageway. I asked that twice even to make sure.
Okay, I don't really. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm very sure.
I can take an arrow.
We will. Our listeners can rewind and. Decide who's right and who's wrong.
Yeah, we'll not argue with the DM. You know?
Nope.
He's so happy.
He shouldn't. Okay, so here we go. Attack rolls. Khalid. That's a miss. Imoen.
Yeah.
That's a miss.
Nah.
Minsk. Not a roll over 10. What is this? Ruadan. Natural 20.
No way.
That's
whoa.
16 right, points of damage.
Well, that leaves me at minus 2
yeah.
hit points.
Your cleric, your healer, goes down.
No. Not him.
Jahira, 10 misses, I suppose. And there's a sixth one. And, actually, Minsk is behind the... they can't see Minsk. So the one that missed Minsk missed Khalid, and Jahira gets the last one, and it's fuck this die. You go to dice jail, another one. So that was their turn. But they brought down your healer and our main protagonist.
Oh no! Ruadan, we will avenge you!
Ruadan, no!
No, Ruadan.
Jahira.
Yes.
It's your turn.
Is there anything I can do for Ruadan?
You can try and heal him.
I have a healing word spell.
Yes.
For example.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to use that one.
That's what you do?
So, I use the spell and I run up and go for the attack with my mace and my dagger.
Jahira bends down over Ruadan, speaking some arcane words of magic, and Ruadan feels life surging into him. How many hit points does that heal? That's not as much, right? It's like 4 or 6. 6 hit points.
6.
For Ruadan. And then she rushes up to the kobolds.
Die, creature! And feed the earth!
Okay. That's a miss.
Okay.
Die again, creature, and feed the earth!
And that's another miss.
Ah,
calm yourself, dear.
Do you know why she's rolling so poorly?
Wrong choice.
She's using the DM's dice.
Oh, you're trying
to trick us. That's rolling crap.
Take it back. I don't want your shit die. Give me another one. Anyone.
Mine is really good.
Can I pick
mine.
Another one from there? I want another one. That's fucking shit. Oh.
Yeah, no worries.
Oh, wow.
No worries. Top of the round, okay. Khalid.
Yes. I see her run.
Yeah, you see her run up to the enemies.
So I can't. Sorry, I can't attack.
No, because they aren't entering. You held an action, and unless that happens,
okay.
Your action is spent.
Yeah. And I run as well, and I'm picking up the shield and the sword.
Using your bonus action to change weapons.
Yes.
And your movement to get there. Then that leaves you with an action. So you can attack as well.
Yes. So I cut the closest one to Jahira down.
Make the roll, please.
22.
Yes, that hits. You bring another kobold down with a swift swing of the longsword.
Khalid?
Longsword, right?
Yeah, longsword.
Yeah, longsword. Yep. Yep. All of your weapons will, like, one-shot the kobolds. Mm. 5 kobolds left. Whose turn is it? It's Ruadan's. Yes, you're waking up. And instead of rolling a death save, you...
And I see what's going on. I stretch out my hand and I cast Sacred Flame at the closest of these creatures.
Yes, and your spell save DC... Your spell DC is 14, right?
Yes, it is.
I actually made that roll.
What?
Yes, I did. I used the die I got from England. I got back from England.
No.
I rolled a 17.
Mila, how could you?
Natural 17.
So, never give him good dice.
Yes, the and it's no damage on a save, right?
No, I don't think so.
You cast the Sacred Flame, and the holy light of Ogma comes towards a kobold, but it dexterously jumps aside. Imoen.
Yes. Well,
like that.
Oh, yeah. Wish I had more cool weapons, but it's the daggers again. She still has one. Mm-hmm. So she attacks one of them and she says, "My blade will cut you down to size."
Mm-hmm. Make the attack roll, please.
I will.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah, that hits. And Imwen cuts the guts open another kobold.
I'm beginning to like this group.
Minsk, do you care to join the battle?
Well, he's waiting and waiting and nothing is happening. So
and three of your friends have just gone past you running into the passageway, running into the tunnel.
Yeah, I think finally... Oh, I see. They're on the other side. Okay. And he runs around the bend. Now you will feel the backhand of justice. And he swings his great sword. Go for the eyes, boo. And that's 19.
That's a hit. And yeah. You cleave a kobold in twain.
Yeah, probably.
Or something.
Yeah.
And there's only one left.
No.
Three left. Sorry. No, good there's try. Three left. And now it's the monsters. There are three of them left. They actually they turn tail and run.
Hmm.
Because they are craven creatures.
Good choice.
I'm doing my bonus action.
Attack of opportunity? Can you do that?
Yes. Those of you who are in melee, do an attack of opportunity as a reaction.
Yeah, that's a reaction.
I want to do it.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Opportunity attack, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Minsk, Jahira called it first. And I think... Aww. I think Khalid, Minsk, and Jahira was a bit faster with you. I'm like, oh, I want to do it.
Okay, next time I'll get it.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, if one of them misses, you can get one, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So make the rolls, the opportunity attack rolls.
Oh, it's natural one.
Oh,
you still got the D4s, eh?
Natural 20 with a new die that you had.
I told you it was better to change.
Oh,
plus this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I mean, natural 20 is just it's double damage. You bring your mace up and with like you. You hit it and in the back and you hear the crushing of the spine and you beat it down into the floor of the cave.
Vertebrae by vertebrae.
We have a natural one. We have a fumble.
Fan fumble!
Yeah, we nailed that one.
make a d20 roll for me, Matthias.
What should I aim for? Is it...
Oh, it's completely random.
Oh, it is.
It's completely random.
That's bad.
Except if you roll a 1.
How many do we have?
It's a 3.
It's a 3? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have we had a lot of
That's
them?
Not... No, not that many. That's
we
4.
Need more. We need more.
We need some more suggestions for fan fumbles. Yeah.
Yes. The worse, the better. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh.
This one was actually tailor-made for you.
Really?
Because Boo runs away in panic.
No!
No!
Where are you?
Serious?
Yes.
Boo leaves
your shoulder and just runs away into the dark.
I mean, that has to be
the worst thing possible for me.
I mean, I can't even. Like mid strike, he sort of slips maybe and Boo falls off his shoulder and immediately runs away.
Mm. Yeah.
So he drops his sword on the ground.
Oh no, Boo, come back to Minsk. No, this is not happening, it's not happening. Everybody help look for Boo.
Minsk, forget the hamster, grab the sword.
I cannot grab the sword unless Boo comes back.
He will come back. I'm sure he will. Pick up your sword and let's do this.
No, I will not.
I'm adding to the fumble here. Make a D4 roll. That's how many rounds Boo will be gone.
Okay,
and you will lose all actions.
So he will come
back.
You will
be unable to do any action until Boo comes back.
Three rounds.
Mm. Okay, so 18 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, good. So that was the...
It's enough to make the hysteria.
So we've narrated Jahira's and Minsk, and Khalid was also doing an attack.
Yeah.
How did it go?
Good, thank you.
What was the result?
Yes, the result, yes. It was 19.
19, yes. With a swift stroke of the long sword, you cut the leg off at the knee of one of the kobolds as it runs away.
Take that, you awful lizard.
Which means that Imwen can try and get the last one, who Minsk
got distracted.
Yeah, got distracted by.
Yeah.
Looks like a hit.
Yes, it does. 23.
Someone needs to roll with her dice.
My dice.
Yeah, they're the great. Ones.
Rolling nobody so can well, yes. So, yes, with the just cutting one by the neck as it runs away. You see Minsk swimming. Swinging.
Is there water?
Swinging. Swinging in the dark, but dropping a sword and Boo running away, and you just, what the... So you cut the throat of the last one.
Yeah.
And you have just killed 8 kobolds down in the mines of Nashkel.
Yep.
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Everybody, victory! Please be quiet and stand very still so you don't step on Boo, please.
Oh, you still haven't found the hamster?
No, I don't. Well, Boo! Boo!
Oh.
I have cracker for you.
He has crackers for you.
Let me see if I can see something with my vision.
Yes, please.
She looks around. No, nothing here.
I'm also looking.
He's really bad. He cannot fight demon by himself.
There he is. I see him. Oh. He's coming here now.
It's true. Oh, there you are. Oh, Boo, I thought I lost you. Oh, you nearly killed me with worry. You cannot run away like that. But look, all the demons are dead. You did good today.
So,
Boo is back.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, and your fan fumble is dealt with and over.
I think we should go in the direction from which those monsters came. We have to find out what's going on here.
You mean go into the eye of the storm?
If you put it like that, I perhaps feel less enthusiastic, but I suppose you're right.
I, for one, can't wait.
If we must.
If we must.
Whatever we do, I think we must stick together.
Yes, we should.
Yes, we did good when we were together.
So you're following that passageway?
Yes, to the left.
Just a second. What about the loot?
Oh, yes. The loot. Of course we have
loot. Looting the creatures. Mean,
yeah, maybe they have something for us, you know? Something
that they have weapons. Anymore.
Of course.
They have the weapons then.
They have weapons. They have weapons.
Short bow. Finally.
Yes, so can
I've
been
looking
bow?
For one. Yep.
Me too.
Snacks. Can you just snack 2 of them?
How many were they in total?
8 short bows. But I wouldn't recommend, like, packing yourself filled with... with 8 short bows?
No, but 2. I can have 2.
Well, I wouldn't mind a short bow.
I'll take 1.
Yes.
Let's all have 1 then.
Okay.
1 each.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I want 2.
Just many arrows sure. as I can carry.
Sure, sure.
I have a longbow. Mine is better.
And they have daggers, so 8 daggers as well.
Oh, I'll have a dagger.
I'll 2.
I have no daggers.
Sorry, I'm a bit greedy.
Add them on D&D Beyond daggered. So you keep track on how many daggers you have.
Yes. Putting them up here right
I'd,
now.
I'd like a dagger as well.
Good.
2, right?
Good.
I can have a dagger, maybe.
And a total of 53 gold pieces.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
Who wants to carry the gold?
I have no
heavy,
gold.
So I don't think
Kimwe
should carry.
Could I take some? So
player 1, yes.
You call it player 1. That's the
player 1
fourth
gets
wall.
The gold.
That's the wall. Then you break the. Is this for? Oh yeah.
Who's this player 1?
Hello, player 1.
Great.
How can we help you?
How?
I care not. You?
So you're following the left-hand passage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still in the same order?
Still in the same order as previously?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Khalid, Jahira, Ruadan, Imwen, Minsk.
Mm. Yep.
If none are better.
Hmm? Great.
Well, I would like to take the lead, but I'll leave it for now.
Okay. Khalid, make a dexterity saving throw, please.
What was that?
It's just the sound he makes.
Off we go, down to the mine.
17.
That's a save. Half damage, but it still brings you down.
Half damage?
And it still brings you down. It's time to learn another lesson of D&D. When dungeon crawling, always look for traps.
Oh.
A lightning bolt shoots out from the darkness onto Khalid, making him unconscious. And that's where we end the episode.
Khalid!
No, we have a magic robe of electrical resistance that he was carrying in his backpack, and it saved him.
Yes, didn't you know about it?
No. Don't try that shit with me. Ruidan's wearing
it. For a second, he actually believed you.
Yeah, he
I
did.
Saw it. He was like,
No.
Did you say
no.
he was down? He was unconscious?
Yeah, he goes down. He's making death saving throws unless you do something.
Blasted Khalid.
So it's like a lightning bolt trap.
Here? Yes. This is the end of the episode.
Oh, no.
These kobolds,
I should have gone before you.
The regret.
Mm-hmm.
No, you shouldn't.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Should have gone.
Oh, but how do you check for traps? Do you
perception roll?
Perception.
Yes, but you need to tell me that you're looking for them. Otherwise, it's just your passive perception.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Well.
Oh, big sigh.
How many more traps are waiting?
Learning while doing. Yes. Let's see what happens to Khalid next time in Sweden Rolls once again.
You listen to Sweden Rolls, starring Dominic Kelly, Anneli Heed, Jakob Hultkrantz Hansson, Ingela Lund, and Mattias Redbo. Baldur's Gate was originally a computer game made by BioWare and Black Isle, and is now available with an enhanced edition from Beamdog. This production is made with support from Wizards of the Coast, who published Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition, and D&D Beyond, which is a great tool that we use for our characters. Thank you both so much. Follow Sweden Rolls on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, and Discord. There are giveaways, news, and illustrations to be found there, and we really like to interact with our listeners and hear what you think of our campaigns and one-shots. And if you like the show, please drop us a review in whichever way you can, whether it's on a Facebook page, a rating on iTunes, or wherever you can leave a review or rating. We appreciate it so very much, and it helps new listeners to find our show. And if you really, really like us, check us out at patreon.com/SwedenRolls.
There you'll find bonus episodes, prequels, bloopers, music, unedited interviews, and a bunch of other awards for our dear, dear patrons. And we will from now on always give big news to our patrons first, so be sure to check that out. The music for Baldur's Gate was composed by Michael Honig and is used with kind permission from Beamdog. And all original music for Swinner Rolls composed and produced by myself, Andreas Lundström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.